This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
The song fades and I didn't, I almost had enough time to get her mic turned up. But we had this stupid thing we had to play first. Aaron just asked a very important question. Would you like to repeat it for the listeners?
What is the worst thing I've swallowed?
All right. So TAC came in with this idea because there's been a couple stories. The one story I saw was like, ugh. We want to do swallowed. Mm-hmm. Is it just humans? Like, what's the weirdest thing a human has swallowed? Because we sometimes do separately. What's the weirdest thing your pet swallowed? Mm-hmm. Or are we just doing the overarching, any species, what did it put in its mouth?
You ask me these questions and I feel like there's a right answer.
No,
and
I don't know which one it is. It's up to you. Like, do you want to shoot the moon and have like people talking about what their dogs and cats ate?
Just anything swallowed. Anything, yeah.
Okay. As long as it got ingested by any form of life.
Yeah, we'll open it up.
There was somebody talking on this thread about different swallowed things. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know this was a real thing. Apparently, they sometimes use soap to wash blueberries or whatever, like industrially. Like they're putting it through and they're afraid there's pesticides on it or whatever. So it's almost like they put Orbeez kind of soap beads in there.
Okay.
And they just dissolve with the water or whatever, different stuff.
Well, apparently they're blueberry colored.
Perfect.
I would think if you're washing blueberries, you want to put like a yellow thing in there.
Yeah.
So that if it doesn't get absorbed into the water and clean the blueberries, then you'd go, hey, that's not a blueberry.
Right, right.
But some dude was like, grabbed a handful of blueberries, threw what I thought was an exceptionally squishy one into my mouth.
Ugh.
And it was a bead of soap. That's the worst. Like,
it's not terrible. It's not terrible.
You weren't raised the same way as I was. Ever get your mouth washed out with soap?
No.
Okay, I didn't.
Yeah, I never did either.
You didn't?
No.
So the idea of soap has a very weird...
Well, that's so weird because it didn't work on you. You still definitely curse. I think I've heard you swear.
You have. Okay. But it's just like your mom was like, no buttons. And now all you do is wear button shirts. Got away from your mother. Okay.
So are you saying you never use soap?
No, I just don't get it anywhere near my mouth. Like if I'm...
Do you wash your face?
Yes.
Okay.
But in the shower where I can rinse it off immediately. I used to use the Clarisonic, but I was like, and like a little bit went in my mouth and I was like, that's the end of my Clarisonic days. What? Although I think I can take it into the shower.
Yeah.
Did you get your mouth washed out with soap a lot growing up? And what is it? Did you just have to sit there with it or did you
Was it a gel?
It was not gels. Okay. Yeah.
Like a hand sanitizer.
I don't
want
to finish what I was about to say. Gel, like liquid soap wasn't around. There was a lot of times, it was like the Christmas story, you had to just have it in your mouth for a long time. And so you're just trying to pull your tongue back and eventually your body just goes and puts it forward and it's like your tongue is on it.
Interesting.
And then if you've done it enough times, they would physically get a washcloth and go stick your tongue out.
Oh no.
And wash your tongue. And it's like, because they want you to remember. This is not just about me.
That's traumatizing. And,
duh. Which is why the dude eating the soap bead is like. So we just want to hear maybe not just your childhood trauma, because there's okay, there's another dude who ate 1.5 pounds of metal.
On purpose.
I think he's got the pica thing or something. He ate nails, coins, rusted copper wire, and scrap metal.
Oh boy.
They thought he had appendicitis when he went into the doctor.
No, of course, he was ripped to shreds inside out.
I don't know. I think he'd just sit in there.
If you have nails in your stomach.
Is that how it works? Maybe.
It just goes directly
down. Why don't we have you swallow a nail? I just think.
The pica thing is where your body needs like iron or something. I'm all fascinated by that because I don't know anything that has iron in it. How does my body just innately know, like, eat that? I can't look at that and be like, that would be a good source of iron.
So a lot of times, like if like women, when they're pregnant, want iron, they like eat dirt because they don't know that it's iron in it and they don't know that's what they're craving. But their body's like, go grab a pile of that dirt, that potting soil over there. Fire a little bit of that down.
Fascinating to me. I don't know what's in the dirt at all.
Yeah. I mean, depending on where you're at, like the dirt can
be. Well, according to Google, pica describes cravings and chewing substances that have no nutritional value.
Oh, okay. Because I've known women who are pregnant not to go to the soap thing again, who crave laundry detergent. And they're like, they just want a little bit, and they just want to.
Because they're iron deficient. They're anemic. That's why they, yeah.
But what? That's the laundry detergent connection. Wouldn't have that?
No. I'm saying that's not related to laundry detergent. That's just weird. You just eat your soap.
All right. If you've eaten something weird, not even eaten, you just swallow. It's like, it doesn't even have to be intentional. Because it's like we've all had the bug, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just, and there's nothing.
You're just stuck. Mm-hmm. You're just, you gotta.
And you feel it writhing around. Yeah.
They're high in iron. Bugs, I don't know.
If you've swallowed something weird and radio worthy, we'd love to hear your story. 303-222-5423 or text into 51059.
Someone said, I ate the leftover crumbs of a bag of chips. They were kind of chewy and weird tasting.
No, what was it?
My dad put his toenail clippings.
Why would he put it in the bag?
It was trash. It was supposed to be the end. Why would you not look? Don't you look to like?
No, there's something. I'm a big fan of the crumbs of like a bag of chips because like.
Yeah, but don't you straighten out the bag so it?
You straighten out the bag and just like let gravity.
But
do
you
its
look.
Thing. No, I don't look.
Oh, but
you know what my favorite crumbs are? God, it's a yellow bag.
Funyuns.
It's all I wanted. Bunyan. Go ahead.
I have been changing my son's diaper before, and he's got.
I don't think I want the rest of this story at all.
You can figure it out. I think what happened.
No. But
he's, sometimes when that rush of cold air hits a young man.
Oh, he'll. Oh, thank God it was number one. I thought you were going number two.
No, it was number one. I was standing above him.
It's like a fountain. It's so fun.
And it can
that
be fun.
That has never happened to me. In all of my years of babysitting with my nephews, never been
congrats.
Peed on.
It's almost never not. Like, especially when you've taken time off between changing diapers. If you like.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. They'll get you.
You just have the second diaper on a boy. You have the second diaper ready.
Yeah.
And it's like Raiders of the Lost Ark where he's like taking the statue and like putting
replacing
the bag of sand.
It.
You're like, you got to put that other thing right over the top because it's just like.
Yeah. Except pee hits him in the face. That's the only difference.
Instead of a big. So then we would also take dogs and cats and stuff.
Yeah.
And so like the one that I remember that I've talked about before, real quick, my dog Mojo a long time ago ate a washcloth, which is not that big of a deal. Like, but I didn't know he ate a washcloth until there were,
things hanging out.
Strings.
Yeah.
Coming out the back end and he wasn't getting it done. So I had to help.
Oh no. Mm.
You got to be careful with that though. Cause
I did
you
not
want
to do the, turn it inside out. Like the weird, what's that balloon thing that you play with? It's like, it's
you don't
a stress
hokey pokey this situation.
It was very slow. And Mojo and I had an understanding from that day forward. He was just like, you literally had my back on that one, man. Yeah. All right. Swallowed. 303-222-5423.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're looking for people who've swallowed something weird or...
I do remember, I just thought about this because someone texted in with a similar story. Uh-huh. I was at Pensacola Beach and I saw a frat bro drink a fish.
What?
He just swallowed it. He like caught it in the ocean. That,
like a big fish.
Or like, no, a perch. Like the size
of a goldfish. It's still disgusting.
It's terrible.
Yeah, a guy did that at my prom, but then he brought it back up.
What?
Like on purpose or?
In purpose, yeah. We had him on the, there were goldfish on the tables and he did it.
But he has like a David Blaine like ability to put something into his stomach and regurgitate it.
There's some about fish if there's enough water in it.
It's swimming around down there and flailing.
You understand that David Blaine
he was crowned prom king after that. It was
what he does first is fills his stomach with water. David Blaine drinks a bunch
of
water.
How thoughtful for
then
the fish.
Puts the fish in so it doesn't die. Like he does the same thing when he does the frog.
Does he swallow one of those little guys with the helmets on, like a some reefers, maybe some coral reefs?
What are you doing?
I don't know.
No?
Yellow submarine just, in there.
To have it all, make it feel homey.
No, you're just putting it down in there. Have you ever seen him do the frog?
No.
Because he does the frog
he's
too.
He's made himself into the guy who can do the spit fire.
Yeah.
So then you drink a ton of water, then you drink ether. Or something flammable.
I thought you just keep that in your mouth.
No.
Oh.
No, so he does, he's learned to do this skill. Oh my God, we're eventually going to get to the phone.
Do we need a disclaimer for any of this?
No,
by the way?
No, I'm just saying.
Don't repeat.
I watched his whole thing. So then if you drink the flammable thing slow enough, then it sits on top of the water and then you've taught yourself to go like, and then, so he has a conversation like, watch this and puts so you know it's not in his mouth. And then he goes and blows up.
Wow.
Super dangerous. Okay. Probably shouldn't do
that
it.
That would get you prom king.
Lauren, what did you swallow?
So it wasn't me. My sister had a gardener snake growing up, and she used to let it slither around on the floor, and somehow it found one of my dad's tube socks and just kept swallowing it and swallowing it.
So he's just basically eating a version of himself.
Yeah, just swallowing a tube sock.
Okay, then what? Does it come out the same way?
You got to pull it out.
No, you can't pull it out because you will ruin all of the inside. So we unfortunately had to set the poor guy down.
You had to kill him?
Traumatized. Huh?
You had to kill the snake?
There was no way to get it out of his little body without cutting him open because you can't just pull it out.
And you're not gonna pay for an expensive surgery on a garter snake.
Yeah.
No, it was a little guy who was pulling a tube sock way bigger than himself.
Okay.
So that's where those missing socks go.
I've always...
Never mind. So.
I have a huge sock thing happening at my house right now. And I have some conspiracies and this might be the answer.
That there's a snake.
Because I bought all these different socks and I have one of each. And I'm not a guy who there's socks under my bed. I'm not using them as dream catchers.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
ew. I've never heard that before in my life. Oh my God.
I'm just saying, where are all the socks at my house? Thank you. We lost somebody. Were they trying to say?
She thought she was taking a bite of some like beans, she said, but it ended up being, I can't say this word. Now I regret.
Potpourri?
Potpourri. Thank you. Oh. She ate potpourri.
How would you mistake potpourri for beans?
I don't know. Maybe she got embarrassed. She couldn't defend it, I guess. It's just she hung up. But potpourri,
I think it's mostly you would put that call through because you're like, honest mistake, because you don't even know what a bean looks like.
I would not put that call through because I had to Google how to spell potpourri. Right. And I still couldn't even say it.
It's potpourri.
It is, yeah.
Okay.
That is how it's spelled.
Thank you, Diego.
Yai.
Yai.
What'd you swallow?
All righty. So when I was younger, back, you know, before I moved to Colorado, I had a cousin who accidentally swallowed a key. And I saw the x-ray of my cousin with the key inside of him. I was like, oh, okay. I was like, I wonder how that feels. So I had like my mom's necklace and I put it inside of a sandwich with ham and ham and mayonnaise so I wouldn't be able to taste it.
This was not an accident? You were trying to like keep up with your cousin?
Yeah. I thought it was cool.
Diego!
So did you chew it up or did you... At a certain point, you realize there's a necklace in my ham, and you just got to hork it down.
Well, I tried taking it out because I didn't want to swallow it fully, but I couldn't take it out of my mouth. So I was like, all right, well, I just swallowed a whole.
Oh, my God.
And then did you?
Oh, my God.
Diego, did it come out?
This is like the Titanic. It's just it's at the bottom of the ocean.
Actually, I don't think I want to know the answer. I don't want to. We don't want to know.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.